Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal controversial show of... Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. 6 minutes after whatever hour you have to be at, whether it's East Coast or West Coast, good afternoon, good evening. Those of you listening, again, across the entire country on the great radio stations, my name is Lee Elsie, and again, I am, quote-unquote, the official fill-in host for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Wayne is off the entire week, but don't go! Don't go. Please don't go. Stick around with us. I do have a bunch of really amazing shows lined up for you the entire week. If you don't know anything about me, once again, I broadcast a morning show here in the metropolis known as Connecticut, smack dab in the middle of Boston and New York. And Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making everything go. Lead story, U.S. takes out Al-Qaeda leader Imam al-Zahari. And I actually think I do have audio of the strike itself. Let's see. Maybe that was a strike from Tron, but nonetheless, yeah, Call of Duty, something like that. Dead. Not enough terrorists can be dead for my satisfaction. So well done, although it's probably, as expected, it's a diversionary tactic because you can't put food on your table. You can't put any savings into your bank account. You've basically run pretty much at your wit's end as far as the economy goes. So let's go kill a terrorist. And we'll take everybody's mind off of what's going on here back at home. I think there's a certain level of that, a little truth to that. But anyway, good for Biden. I'm going to give him kudos. I assume he made the call, or somebody inside his organization made the call. And now, again, Al-Qaeda leader is history, is no more, is dead, is out of there. So, again, the good guys get another one of the bad guys, and as best we can, we'll try to follow that tonight as we weave our way through a Monday broadcast here again in the metropolis known as Connecticut. You guys can always call in. Always love to hear from you guys throughout the entire show. And like I said, I do have a lot of guests coming on a little bit later on, but if you're out there and you want to call 833-927-8255, that's 833-927-8255. War talk. We can talk about another dead terrorist. We can talk about your finances. We can talk about inflation. We can talk about Biden. We can talk about anything. I did want to start with the Dems passing. I talked about this today. Passing or about to pass this snake in the grass move from Manchin and Schumer, which essentially is going to raise your taxes, raise everybody's taxes. Proves that Manchin's a liar. He promised one thing, and he is side saddling to another. He said he would wait, and obviously he's not going to wait. So this whole potential bill, which is supposed to attack inflation. Okay, so if you take a look at what some of the more reliable sources are saying about this, in fact, Penn Wharton budget model estimates this act will cause inflation. It will not reduce inflation. It will actually slightly raise inflation over the next year, and then, without question, over the next 10 years if they continue down this road. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, which is, again, another one of these bills that they put a name on it, so you're like, oh, wow, that's great. They really care. They really care about all of us. They care about the inflation scenario. They care that, You know, my milk is now costing twice as much. My kid's cereal is costing 2.5 times as much. Man, that Manchin and Schumer, they're a hell of a guys. I tell you that. The Inflation Reduction Act. But then when you dig, like I said, there's little to no confidence that it will limit or reduce your inflation even a penny. So it's all a bunch of smoke and mirrors. There's no substance to it. Consumer prices right now are at 40-year highs. 4 in 10 Americans, 40% of us, say that it's difficult to cover normal household expenses. And something I've been saying for the better part of 6 months, people are going into their savings to cover that nut, to cover that expense. I'm telling you right now, we are obviously on a downward trajectory, and this is not going to help us at all. So the newly proposed bill, which doesn't yet have all Senate Democrats on board, would impose a 15% domestic corporate minimum tax, funnel $80 billion to the Internal Revenue Service to increase tax audits. So they're going to give more money to the IRS so they can go out and try to collect more taxes from me and from you. A side note to this, one that maybe bothers me more than everything else, is not only will it be a negative effect on inflation, but within this bill is countless little caveats as far as green energy. And 90% of the solar panels supposedly in this bill will come directly from China. 90% of the batteries that are supposed to be created and helped in this bill also come directly from our arch enemy, China, who threatened, by the way, I think threatened this week, to shoot down Nancy Pelosi's plane if she decides to fly to Taiwan. So we are continuing to do things that anybody with a lick of common sense would throw up their hands and say, no, I'm not going to feed the beasts of China. I refuse. So no, just on that particular part of the bill alone, I vote no. But nobody has any stones in Washington. No Democrats are going to vote against this because they're gutless. They got no guts. Nothing. So you're going to continue to feed the beast, the monster that is China. And they will continue to again, bolster their own economy, their own military. They just, within the last couple months, released or unleashed their Air Force or air carrier or aircraft carrier, which in some cases not quite as good as ours, but still they're making strides every single day. They're pumping way more money into their military than we are. And they're threatening us. And our dopey Joe Biden is just... he's just letting it happen. So anyway, we can also talk about that as we move through this afternoon slash this evening. I also, I'm a little bit down in the dumps, man. I being out in the public eye, you have a tendency to, you get a lot of attention for whatever reason. I mean, good. It's bad. It's good. However you want to spin it. But I got my Facebook account compromised again, fourth time. Now, one time they completely stole everything from me. They stole, somehow they got my password and they completely took my whole account over. 5,000 friends, all the fan pages, gone. Bang. Blink of an eye, snap of a finger. Could never get that back. And Facebook refuses to help. They will not lift a finger to help anybody. And since then, my new account hasn't been necessarily breached, but there have been copycats of my account all over the place. So, there's dopes out there living in their mom's basement, trying to rub two nickels together, trying to scam somebody. And they either hear me or they see me and they see the fact that I've got a lot of traffic. So they go for that and they create another account. So another account has been created. So if you're out there and you get a friend request from me, do not say yes, because I am not sending out any friend requests. So there's a big dope out there who has stolen my identity, which I don't know about you, but talk about pet peeves. I've had a couple of run-ins with pet peeves this past weekend and then today with the stealing of my account yet again. And you can get infuriated. I mean, I am. What do they do with this? I know they're fishing. For what? Think someone's going to do people actually give out their social security number on the internet to would somebody give it out to me if I asked for it? Why would you do that? Or whatever it is that they're looking for. I don't care how much you trust somebody. I wouldn't do any of that stuff unless I'm face to face. And there's a real good reason for it. We're living in an age with a bunch of liars, and there are liars and thieves everywhere. There's no honor anymore. Nobody has honor, or very few people have honor. Everybody's a keyboard warrior. It's remarkable to me. It's very frustrating. You know, I mean, if we travel back to the Knights of the Round Table or beyond that, when men were men, right? Can you imagine some of the great warriors of the past saying, oh, well, yeah, I got to tweet this, or, you know, let me send you an IM or DM, or let me TikTok that. My God. Those warriors are rolling over in the graves right now saying, this is what I fought for. This is what I, you know, I sat on a, I was on a battlefield fighting over. It's unbelievable. And did you say something to me, Chris? Oh, man, I didn't hear what you said. It kind of broke up. All right. Well, give me a little attitude up here. Already. Break one. Just starting.
Wow, why don't you calm down over there, huh?
Must be hot down there in Dallas.
Yeah, not as hot as you tonight. Jeez, a woo. You're angry. Yeah,
I'm angry.
Did you look at the AL East standings with the Red Sox? Is that what got you charged up tonight, huh?
I'm an angry. I want them to trade everybody.
Especially Wally the Green Monster.
Especially Wally, yeah. All right. I do have Heritage Foundation friend Stephen Bucci joining us. We have a Second Amendment author, Steve Daniels, in the third hour. George Leaf, a best-selling author. And there's a rumor that Wayne Allen Root may join me at the bottom of this hour. We'll see if all that comes to pass. Stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off Decisive Action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and feel free to call in 833-927-8255 for Christopher to work down there in Dallas, Texas. So in these short breaks, I'll bounce around and do some different things. Like I said, we may hear from Wayne at the bottom of the hour. I do have a number of guests coming up today talking about a whole wide variety of different things. You see this New Jersey councilwoman who, she's caught on video hitting a person on a bicycle, and she rides off. It's a hit and run. She's driving. It's in an intersection. She hits the guy. He goes flying. She keeps going. And the councilwoman, Amy DeGeese, or Guise, is apparently not willing to resign over the video. At least that was the story as of this afternoon. I don't know, maybe if they put pressure on her and she's finally stepped down by now. But the cyclist is identified as a 29-year-old Andrew Black. Told police he had the green light right away. He got smacked. Actually, it looks like that's the case because everybody else has sort of stopped. But the jury, even if the woman has the right of way, and it's a bike in an intersection, and you didn't stop. You've got to stop. You can't hit somebody and keep going and be a functioning member of society. I'm telling you, we are becoming morally bankrupt in this nation. And just cases like this, things like this, you see it more and more. This just senseless nonsense, either violence or apathy, where nobody cares about their fellow man at all. It doesn't matter. You could run somebody over, but if you can get away with it, You just keep going. And in this case, I don't know. I don't know what the bottom line is. I don't know why she decided not to stop, but she didn't stop. And now she's not resigning. I mean, she's not resigning. What kind of a person? Is that a person you want that's leading you? That's somebody making decisions on your behalf? Again, it's remarkable to me. It's remarkable to me. I want to get into something in the next break, get your opinion. I did talk a little bit about this morning, and I want to get into a little bit of minimum wage and a little bit, if Wayne doesn't call, a little bit of minimum wage, a little bit into how, and go back to the word apathy or malaise or however you want to quantify it, but how we now no longer have the same work ethic that we once did. So I want to get into that a little bit later on. But also, big news, I guess, today, another big news story is United States is facing the new era of political violence, threats against lawmakers. Members of the U.S. House of Representatives will now receive up to $10,000 to upgrade security at their homes in the face of rising threats against lawmakers. Now, okay, Lee Zeldin got attacked. We all saw that. Somebody tried to stab him with this sort of shank kind of a device. It was like a brass knuckles with a blade on the end of it. But you're going to give these lawmakers who already make close to $200,000 a year, and none of them are digging through garbage cans to make any, you know, make their food requirements for the day. None of them are starving to death. They're going to get $10,000 of my taxpayer dollars so that they can, what, retrofit their house with Ring cameras, et cetera. And then if they don't, and then you know they're going to spend all $10,000. It's not like they're going to, oh, well, I got the great deal for $3,000. No, they're going to spend it all. Even if they don't need it. That's why. It's just one thing after another. It's one tax, you know, bill, a burden after another, after another, after another. And these are the same people who vote to either disarm you or defund police departments across the country. They can walk around with armed security guards, and you yourself, you have to fight your way through it. I mean, to each his own. It's up to you. You do your thing, man. I'm good here. I got the $10,000. I'm going to surround myself. I'll build some kind of a fence slash wall with all these different security cameras. No one's going to get to me. But as far as you go, that's, you know, you're on your own, kid. Right? I'm important. I'm a United States congressman. Or a senator. So, you know, my life is worth more than your life. My life has more meaning than yours. Right? Man, it seems like. Anyway, $10,000 going to help support our friends in the United States Congress. All right, like I said, coming up a little bit, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, a couple of authors in the last hour of the program. We're just getting going. Maybe Wayne will join me after the bottom of the hour here. Stick around wherever you might be across this great country of ours. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
The deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More Americans are living paycheck to paycheck due to inflation. A new report shows 61% of adults across the country struggled to make ends meet in June. According to Lending Club, that's a 3% jump from May and reflects the economic hardship for about 157 million people. A year ago, 55% of all working adults said they were living paycheck to paycheck. The White House says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has every right to visit Taiwan and has done so before, along with other members of Congress.
We have been clear from the very beginning that she will make her own decisions and that Congress is an independent branch of government.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby didn't confirm Pelosi's travel plans while addressing reporters. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is that it? Is it?
Just go? Just go now? All right, go.
All right, everybody. This is the USA Radio Network. Raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, the one and only Wayne Allen Root right now. He's on vacation technically, but there's a moose in his backyard, and he wants to tell us about it. Wayne, what's happening?
I didn't come on to tell you about the moose. We planned me to come on to talk politics, but at this exact moment, there is a moose, a giant bull moose, walking in my backyard, and there's like 10 cars that have pulled over to take pictures and videos, and everybody's in the middle of the street gawking and screaming and looking at the moose. But then earlier today, I was standing by the hot tub. I wasn't in it. I was standing by it, getting some fresh air, and two deer walked by, a female deer and her child, whether, I don't know, it was a boy or a girl, but a little baby deer walked by, like 5 feet from my face. They walk right by, and now the bull moose is in the same place. It's like it must be a breeding ground they all know about out here. It's amazing.
So have you ever seen a moose in person, up close in person?
No, and I've never seen a deer that close in my life either. I've never seen a deer walk by me 5 feet away casually. They must know we're not hunting, you know. They're like, it's okay. Yeah, they said, we're in Park City. They know Park City is a very Democrat area. They're all liberals, not hunters. They know they're safe. They're like, let me get away from Republicans.
Well, I've seen one in real life, too, when I was living in Alaska for a little while. And they are so big. You don't realize how big they are until you get kind of close.
It's huge. And we have friends over who live in Park City, and they get them in their backyard once in a while, too. But they still said this is an amazing, because he just hung around for the last half hour. He's just been eating little leaves on the trees for a half hour in my backyard. So they said it's kind of an amazing thing. But they said that they come through here a lot, and it's just a beautiful thing, and they know they're safe because nobody's, you know, hunting them here, so they just thrive around here. Kind of amazing.
So Wayne Allen Root is with us on his own show. Again, he's got a vacation this whole week, but every once in a while he may call in just to check in to see what's going on and then keep us on our toes and tell us what's happening as far as in his world what's happening. Did you see where Al-Zahari got clipped this weekend? Did you get a chance to see that?
I didn't. You know, I'm so focused on the things I'm focused on, which is the open border and the flood of illegal aliens and the COVID vaccines and Biden's dementia, that I actually did not see that. You give me the news. Tell me what happened.
Well, no, they killed him over the weekend. That drone strike got him. So number two in charge behind bin Laden is now no more. So that's a good thing. But I opened the show saying that's probably just a diversion to what you were just talking about, how inflation is on its way to double digits and all that.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. I mean, it's just absolutely horrible. I mean, inflation is a terrible thing. And as I've argued for many, many, many years, inflation is a stealth tax. And so if some liberal Democrat said, I want to get elected and I want to tax you 90%, nobody would ever vote for him or her. You could never get anyone's vote. So what they've done is they've created an invisible stealth tax that's taking away all your money. And it's just a disaster, because people are can't live on the money they were making. They can't live on the Social Security they were just barely getting by on. Now you can't get by. And, you know, so somebody could be on alimony and they get a set check every month, and all of a sudden that check doesn't go anywhere because it's twice as expensive as it used to be. And houses have gone up dramatically. Everything's gone up dramatically. Groceries, houses, gasoline, energy. Just destroying people. It's pretty much everything I've said my whole career, Lee. I always said that climate change and green energy were a disaster that would bury the middle class and bury the poor, because if gas goes to $8 a gallon, and if home heating oil is too expensive, and if putting gas in your car is too expensive, you got a big problem. Your electric bill is too expensive. You can't live anymore, and that's what's happening. And so the middle class is not being pinched. It's not being squeezed. It's being destroyed. This is like a jackhammer coming down on middle class people, because who could afford their electric bill? I just got mine, and I used less electricity this past June than I used a year ago in June, but my bill was a third higher. So who can afford the gasoline, the electric bill, and coming up this winter, the home heating oil on the East Coast and the Midwest? You know, I thank God of natural gas. But if you need home heating oil, you are screwed. This is a disaster, and Europe's even worse. Germany and much of Europe depends on Russia, and they're now saying they're going to cut the pipeline off. So there's going to be no natural gas for the entire Europe. And so Germany and all these countries are losing their minds right now, because they all know they're going to freeze to death this winter. So they've reopened all their coal mining. Germany canceled all coal mining. They've reopened it. They have no choice. They're not going to make it. There isn't enough energy without you know, dirty fossil fuel. You're not going, the middle class will not survive. So I feel like, you know, I'm being validated in everything I've said for 20 plus years about climate change and green energy, what a scam it is, and what I've said about the vaccines, what a scam they are. It's all happening right in front of our very eyes. I'm sure you saw, Lee, to me the biggest story in the news is that six young doctors died in 1 week last week in Canada. Six young doctors, 20s, 30s, and 40s, and a couple of them were just turned 50 years old, and every one of them is dropping dead of a heart attack. And they've all been vaccinated. In Canada, every doctor's been forced vaccinated three and four times, and they're all dropping dead, and the hospitals had to actually issue a press release. The vicious rumor on social media, it is true that six young doctors have died in the last week, but it has nothing to do with the COVID vaccine. Really? Has anyone listening right now ever seen young doctors dying? Six in one city, Toronto, in 1 week. Unheard of in the history of mankind. Young doctors don't drop dead out of the blue, let alone three, four, five, or six of them. This is all the vaccine, and the chickens are coming home to roost. And I'm about to write this column, Lee. The column is, if six doctors died in one city in 1 week, what's going to happen in the next 3 years? There's going to be no doctors left in the world. There's going to be nobody left to treat you from your vaccine injuries because you'll need a doctor, and half the doctors are going to be dead. Maybe two-thirds of them are going to be dead or disabled for life. So we're in a really scary crisis situation.
So I've been hearing and listening to you talk about this for a while, and makes me pay even closer attention to people that do drop dead, like, you know, people in their 40s, people in their 50s, people who have no business just dying. It's happening over and over and over again. So, you know, you were calling yourself, I think, Paul Revere the other night, and I think aptly so, because, you know, there are just large numbers, way out of whack, people just dropping dead.
Well, you know, remember, I had my wedding last November 21st, 2021. And so it's only been 8 months. I mean, Cindy and I, my beloved bride, are still in the honeymoon phase, right? It's our honeymoon year. So we haven't even been married a year yet. And 33 people from the wedding have either dropped dead or badly injured. When I say badly, I don't mean like they got a cold or they got COVID. I'm talking about strokes, heart attacks, massive heart attacks, where they're just barely hanging on. 33 people I know since 8 months ago, my wedding, are either dead or badly injured. So, I mean, this is something that is not just out of the ordinary. It's like Love Canal. I don't know if you even remember that, Lee. Love Canal was in the 1970s. It was a suburb outside of Buffalo, and they had all these people moved into a new development. And it used to be a toxic waste dump, and they dumped all their, you know, the companies dumped all their refuge and all their poisonous chemicals inside the pits, and also the water, the groundwater all got contaminated. And all of a sudden, all the kids in the neighborhood came up with brain cancer. And they called it a cancer cluster. You know, when you have like 20 children get something so rare as brain cancer, don't you think something weird's going on? So they all of a sudden realize, my God, we've got a super fund we've got to set up for toxic waste, and we got to move all these families out. We got to clean it up, and that went on. I think they spent like $10 billion cleaning up Love Canal. You know, my wedding has 33 people sick and dying and dead. That's a cluster that needs to be investigated. And you go, wow, is it your wedding way? No, it's not my wedding. It's everybody's wedding. It's all over the country it's happening. Firemen are dropping dead. Policemen are dropping dead. Doctors are dropping dead. Airline pilots are dropping dead. And even more important, for everyone that dies, is three that are disabled. The number of disabled since the vaccine came out has gone to stratospheric heights no one's ever imagined. I know that there's a couple of people I trust, Ed Dowd, the famous hedge fund manager, and Steve Kirsch, a famous statistician. They both claim there's as many as 5 million newly disabled people who have filed for disability in the United States that are never going to work again since 2021 when the vaccine came out. 5 million new disabled people. So this whole country is being crippled and killed by the vaccine, and the media will not publish a word of it. It's a total blackout.
And doctors, if you have doctors on, and I do have doctors on, they never want to talk about this. They never want to talk about the injury part of that. And I just can't be, everybody can't be in on it. I mean, I feel like that's sort of where we are, but it seems like that's the case, right?
Well, you know the media calls me a conspiracy theorist. First of all, you know, a conspiracy theorist. And first of all, I'll say proudly that, you know, nowadays the definition of a conspiracy theorist is anyone who gets it right all the time. Because government is in on a conspiracy to kill us all, to hurt us all, to tax us to death, to inflate us to death, to ruin our lives, to climate change us to death, to lock us down to death, to get us in World War III with both Russia and China, now with Taiwan. I predicted all of this. How many more things can you get right? And, of course, the election was stolen. Any idiot can see that the election was stolen. This isn't conspiracy theory. It's just I'm the only one who's not insane. They're all insane, and they're covering up. But I will say that, you know, as far as the vaccine goes, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, because if I was, I would say what many who are very smart are saying. This is mass murder, and they're all in on mass murder. Well, it is mass murder, but I don't think they're all in on it. I think they're all in on getting rich off a vaccine that would help people. And they really did drink the Kool-Aid, Lee, and believe, doctors, that it would help people. No doctor woke up and said, let me kill all my patients. So I'm being very reasonable here. They all woke up and said, let me save all my patients. And at the same time, I'll make a lot of money. I'll buy stock in the vaccine companies, and I'll get paid for every vaccine, and I'll get rich. And they did get rich, but now they don't know how to tell everyone that it's killing them and disabling them, because then they'll feel like they're guilty of murder. So now they're just covering up, or they're in denial. They right. just don't want to admit that they pushed something that's killing people, because their own patients could look at them as murderers. So now they're just denying it all. I don't even know if they believe it themselves. I think they're just in complete Kool-Aid Stepford Wife denial.
Wayne, we got to go. We're up against the break, buddy. So I catch him, maybe check in with you tomorrow?
Yeah, you can check in with me any day you want, man. I'm always here for you.
All right, brother. See you later. We'll be back.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W-proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Kyle LaBru, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBru stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBru, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBru.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBru for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
Raw and unfiltered. I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Network, Raw and Unfiltered. I guess I'll have to ask Wayne next time we have him on about the flooding in Vegas. I saw a video of that, and those of you who are living out there in Vegas, if you're around and you want to give me an update, I'd love to hear about that, because I, like I said, I did used to live there, and I was watching some of the video. What's up?
Hey, Lee, you know, yeah. I used to live there, as you know.
Yeah.
Enough with the Stone Temple Pilots, sorry. So, I was there for the last big flood of 99. That I can remember. I mean, I know they've had a few since then, but this is the one where Clinton declared it a federal disaster area. But yeah, the, some of the footage, and I talked to a couple of friends of mine over the weekend, they said this was up there in that league, because when you see parts of Circus Circus, which is like towards the central north end of the strip near the stratosphere, as you know, for the people around the country who may not know where that's at, yeah, I mean, parts of that were leaking. I mean, you saw that water coming in through the ceiling, and you're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
Or holy waterfall in this case. I mean, it looked like, literally, it looked like the Mirage Fountain. So,
I've never seen it like that. I mean, I've seen it where the viaducts overflow and they become like, you know.
Oh, the Charleston underpass is like the worst. Rapids.
Like, but you, I mean, I never seen it. I've never seen it when it comes in through the casino. Like, it was coming in through the sports book. I couldn't believe that.
You know what? Even in '99, we didn't see it like that. I mean, that was just, at least I didn't. I think like the parking garage. At the then Imperial Palace, shows you how far back I'm going, took some flooding. But this was just like, wow, how does that happen?
Well, you just mentioned two of the worst casinos on the Strip, the Imperial Palace and Circus Circus. So now I know where you used to hang out.
Yeah, that was more of a... See?
I mean, I think Circus Circus, you could get like a full three-course meal for like 6 cents.
Hey, just so you know, this syndicator's trying to do some business with MGM. Well, how about we watch what we say? You know,
love Circus Circus.
Grant you, it's run by Bozo the Clown, but, you know, neither here nor there. How about we mind our P's and Q's? Hmm? You know?
Oh, man. Well, Wayne shouldn't have hung up on me then.
Why are you so butthurt over that? What's the problem?
People don't know what happened off the air. It was a violent hang-up. It was like one of those hang-ups you get, you know, when you're mad at someone.
You know what?
And you slam the phone down.
It's like in Goodfellas.
Phones.
Hey, it's like in Goodfellas when De Niro calls up and, you know, he's like, well, how'd it go? He's gone. What do you mean? Yeah. What do you mean? He's gone. That's it. And De Niro just goes bananas on the phone. And Ray Liotta, may he rest in peace, comes out and finds out what happens. And De Niro just kicks over the phone booth. That's how you were feeling, right?
I
you felt like De Niro in the phone booth.
Yeah. Well, not a little bit different because, you know, De Niro got bad news. I just got... You know, the phone dial tone, you know, that ring in my ears.
But that for you had to have been like Santa Claus on Christmas
Nobody
Eve.
Nobody does that to me. Nobody!
Easy.
Nobody!
Listen, Kamanooch. I'm just saying, that must have, for you, have been like Santa Claus on Christmas Eve saying you were a bad kid. Here's some coal. Try better next year, kid. Is that what it was like for you?
No, I understand. Wayne had to go out there and get photos with the moose, so... I know he's outside with the moose right now.
Right now he's fighting that moose off with everything. No, he's not. You know what I love about Wayne is he tries. You know, he has a big. And I know he's gonna hate me saying this, but he has a teddy bear side when it does come to animals like moose. I think he was really in amazement of this moose. I mean, who wouldn't be? Moose are pretty cool to look at.
My one moose story is like I said, I was living in Alaska. I was living there, I guess, but I landed at midnight. It was still light out.
Right.
And I was playing baseball up there, so we were staying with like a quote unquote host family. So we unpack our stuff. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning by the time we got home from the airport, and it's like dusk.
Right.
I look out my back window, and there is just a monster mama moose with a couple of the little baby mooses, man. So it was, I tell you what, if you've never been to Alaska, I would recommend. Well, visiting.
And I'm sorry I'm blowing up your segment here, but let me ask you, so did you play in the midnight game?
You know what's funny? No, because I signed with the Cardinals before the midnight game. I was in the league, but no, I left to play at the next level. So no.
Damn you, Jack Clark. You robbed us, man. It was like Wayne hanging up on you.
Well, I know. It's been a bad night for me, I could tell.
I blame Willie McGee, Jack Clark, and now what Wayne did to you. I'm sorry, sir. I'm just going to turn my mic off.
I have a funny Jack Clark story that I can't actually tell on the air.
All right, well, tell me off the air. We'll alienate the whole audience.
There you go, something like that. All right. Let me just tell everybody what's coming. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation will join me. We'll talk a little bit about China at the bottom of the hour. If you're into the Second Amendment, and who's not, Second Amendment author Stephen Daniels will join me at third hour, top of the hour. And George Leaf, who's written a book, which I found interesting. It's fiction, but not really. It's fiction based on non-fiction prediction of non-fiction events. Where the progressives are leading us down this awful road of ruin, if you will. So all of that is coming up during the course of the show. Tomorrow night I actually have a couple of really interesting guests, so I hope you can mark this down on your calendar. If you remember a person by the name of John O'Neill, who is a lawyer, he's an author, best-selling author, and he's also the guy who debated Dick Cavett, like, 40 years ago, debated on Dick Cavett, John Kerry, like 40 years ago. I cannot wait to talk to him. That'll be tomorrow night. He's got, from what I can ascertain, some amazing stories, so we'll chat with him about that certainly tomorrow. But a lot more coming up tonight. I wouldn't go anywhere. We're just getting rolling. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. Once again, you are listening to the USA Radio Network. Stick around.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey.